Wow, good morning, team. Happy October. Here we are, October. The leaves are starting to change color. I want to congratulate all of you for September. You know, we've got new consultants and our top customer gatherers, our top sponsors, our top PGD leaders, and we'll celebrate that, all of you guys, and have our celebration call next Saturday, because last night was the end, so it's hard for us to gather up all the numbers, so we'll do that next week. And another thing I just want to talk about briefly is, you know, October is the start of our fourth quarter, October, November, December, which can be our very, very best quarter. For lots of people, those are the best times to be out and about building your business. And NECN has offered us a really big incentive. They continued the step-up incentive. If you've been on a web page, they showed that yesterday, and it's still there today. So that the step-up that we had for September, we still have it for October. So there's like two parts to that. One is for you, for yourself as a consultant, you can, by sponsoring new seniors, you can earn, you can be in the running to win a whole bunch of cash, because if you sponsor to be in the running, you need to have your own at least 100 qualified, your QPPV. You know, we always need that in order to be paid, in order to do anything. So we need to have that. And then you need to sponsor 3 front-level seniors in October, and then you'll be in the running for the prizes. And they are amazing. You know, you guys, I hope you have looked at them last month. The first prize is $250,000 cash.
No, not $250,000 cash. That would be wonderful.
I would be really excited. Okay, I'm telling you, I have Jack around here to hold me down a little bit.
She gets excited.
I'm too excited, right? $2,500. $2,500, and second is $2,000, and third place is $1,500, fourth is $1,000, fifth place is $750, as is sixth place is $750, and 7 through 8 is $500, and 9 through 10 is $250, which is still awesome. It'd be nice to have an extra $250. You could buy something special. And anyway, you know, it's just makes it fun. That's what we need to be doing anyway, to build our business, is looking for customers and looking for business partners. And this incentive can really make it a lot of fun. And then the second part is all new seniors, everybody that goes senior. I mean, this was true for the month of September, so all the new seniors in September will receive their 250 NECN reward points, and all the people that go senior in October will get 250 NECN reward points, and they can redeem those for whatever products with NECN that they want to, whether it's for NECN products. So that's a pretty amazing contest, pretty amazing incentive. I think all of us ought to go for it. Jack has the call on Friday morning, one of the NECN live calls, for people to share their, you know, why they love their NECN business, what attracted them to NECN, how they decided to start building a business, a lot of things, you know, business testimonials. And he invited Rachel Dayton to be on this last Friday, and she was so busy.
She politely declined.
She politely declined because she said, you know, she was really running for having the 3 seniors in September. And so, you know, it's a great thing, and just start right now on the 1st of October and develop 3 new seniors and
step up.
And step up. I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so, you know, what do we do in NECN? I mean, basically, there's a lot of little parts, but the big parts, basically, we find customers. We find people that want to be, you know, that want to do the NECN as a business, so business builders, and then we help our customers to get the results that they want, and we help our business builders to find customers and more business builders. So, you know, those are kind of the big blocks. There's lots of little steps like, you know, getting into conversations with people, finding needs and wants, inviting people to take a look at solutions, maybe trying the products, demoing the products, learning about the benefits in EKAM business, following up, doing three ways. I mean, there's lots of parts, but those are the big parts, and we're going to start today with the first one, which is getting into conversations with people, because that's where everything starts. That's where the magic starts, is getting into conversations. And we're going to have several people from our team how they get into conversations.
Okay, I think we're going to do this.
Conference muted.
Okay, and then we'll unmute you one at a time. So.
Okay, so we have four people on our team that are going to share with us today. Gloria Snyder, Melissa Ludini, Nancy Clyde, and Ruth Lowe. So let's start with Gloria. Can you open Gloria's line, please?
You are open, Gloria.
So Gloria. Good morning. Will you unmute Paula, too? I know she's packing to leave town, so we'll let her talk.
Yes, she is.
Okay. My intention, whether I'm in a formal referral group meeting, business, lunch, whatever it is, my intention is always to make a new friend, because that is the way that, your life is enriched, by learning from other people, and then they let you know what they need, because NECAN is so multifaceted. We never know what part of NECAN they need. And Paula, was at a networking event recently, did a three-way call with a woman, and then the woman came over to my house because Paula had another obligation. And so, Paula, if you'll just tell them how you got into this conversation enough to get Pamela on the three-way call and then get her to my house.
Okay. Well, I go to Wednesday morning networking meetings, and I had talked to Pamela several times before, and actually she had complained about her hip hurting, and I had misplaced my back flex, so I did, and kind of embarrassing to say, but I did lend her one of my men's insoles, and I told her, try this, and looks like it helped. So we talked again, and she was talking about some issues that her mother, who has Alzheimer's disease, has. So, and I don't know why I always forget the three-way call, but luckily I had talked to Gloria, and I asked Gloria some questions after I had talked to Pamela, and Gloria said, well, let's do the three-way call. And I called Pamela, and she was open to it, and then Gloria just took it from there, and it was just awesome. It was just awesome because that things that Gloria say, because she has more experience than I do, and the fact that I had doctor's appointment with my husband, so Gloria invited the lady over, and now the lady seems to be in love with NECAN, so we're hoping for, she did a good order, and then we're hoping that she's going to give some Christmas gifts made by NECAN. So that it started with simple conversations, and that three-way call is really powerful. I have to remember do that. So thank you, Gloria.
Wow, Paula. That
is you, Paula. Yeah, I mean, making a new friend and getting them information. Pamela came thinking about her mom, a simple sports bracelet on her mom's wrist allows her mom to use that hand again. She wasn't able to pick up a coffee cup or anything with that hand. We don't know exactly what was wrong. No diagnosis. Maybe because she's in her late 80s, but who knows? Pamela's thrilled that her mother is more functioning, and so now the insoles will go in her shoes to make her more steady when she's in a walker, and on goes the good effects. I had to drop my husband off at the doctor's the other day for his physical, and so I'm just hanging out in the lobby, and this couple comes in, and you can pick up on a vibe when someone is going to respond to your smile, or they do respond to your smile. She and her husband were kind of joking around, and he said, "Quiet, people can hear you." And she winked at me, and she's like, "Uh-huh." Like, that's why she was doing it, right? To get my reaction, which of course I laughed, cause they were just doing this typical back and forth couple thing, and it was just adorable. And so, when her husband went in for his, checkup, we started talking, and I asked her a very simple question when she talked about her home. I asked her where she lived, and she hesitated, and she said, "I'm sorry, we just moved, and I can't remember the name of the community, and I have dementia." And I looked at her, and I said, "I'm sorry you're struggling for words." I said, "Is it a formal diagnosis?" And she said, "No, I just, you know, like that." She said, "Words just are slipping away." And so we talked for a few more minutes, and I ended up standing up, going across the room and handing her my card. And I wrote on the back of it, "For mental clarity," so that she would remember something to tell her husband when he came out, and because we left before they were together again. And that, to me, is the gift. Did I take her name and number? No. That would have felt too invasive at that moment in that setting. But I was able to offer a gift, and that's what I told her. My job is to let you know about this, and you can share it with your husband or not. But I said, this is what I do. And she said, she turned over the card, and she saw that I had written mental clarity on it, because I have my business card is glossy on the front but a matte finish on the back, so I can write on it or they can write on it. And that's, she said, I'll be able to remember now, because she looked at the words. And I said, you know, I hope you'll call me. And it turned out she only lives a few miles away. She just couldn't remember the new area's name. So that's what I do. I plan on bringing this gift, whether I'm making a cold call to an office to see if they'll let me do an in-service for their staff, or I'm offering this gift to a complete stranger. It's not that hard if your intention is to share any can and let people say no thank you if they want to.
Yay. Gloria and Paula, that's awesome.
And Gloria, you've shared before on these calls, one of the things, I mean, you are really good at asking questions and kind of following where they're going with that. Would you just like to mention a little bit about that, how important that is?
You can have a list. Yeah, you have a...
Well, I've got kind of that structured list where if I'm sitting one-on-one with someone, I might, you know, ask them if they know anyone whose child is struggling to stay focused in school, or if they've got a coworker who looks tired because they're not sleeping, because they've got either a senior citizen in the house or a child who doesn't sleep, or if they've seen that any of the medication commercials. That the list of side effects is a lot scarier than what the challenge might be, whether it's a stuffy nose or a diagnosis of a disease. And that usually makes people laugh. But those are more one-on-one. I have, and I know not everyone can be this comfortable doing it, I just have no problem finding something. That's why I guess we call our team Silver Linings, finding something good to say. When Julie Matt got on the plane, I could not help but notice her beautiful strands of purples and golds and ambers that she had in her hair. And I said, "I love your hair." I said, "I couldn't do it, but I love your hair." And that's when Julie just smiled and said, "It's just hair." And we giggled, and the rest is history now. I did it with a lady in the grocery store the other day. She had, you know, these bottles of Ensure protein shake for seniors. She had many, many, many six packs in her cart, and she was a young woman. And I just said to her, I said, "Is this on sale that I should know about, or does somebody really, really like this?" And she laughed and she said, "No, I'm caring for my in-laws. They both drink this. And she was just a young girl. Turns out she's from the Philippines. And rather than hire a nurse, she said to her husband, I will take care of your parents. And so she does every single day. And I gave her my card to say, I did this with my dad. He, too, had Alzheimer's. If you ever need to talk. And then she said, well, what else is this? And I said, if they're unsteady on their feet, maybe we can get them a little more balanced with the insoles. And I left it at that. So I do not always gather a name and a number. It would be probably a little bit easier to gain more customers if I did, but I don't always feel good about that. So I stick with my gut instinct, and I ask someone to exchange contact information if it feels right.
Excellent, Gloria, because I think that, you know, that is the key, is it's asking the questions, and that leads into those, you never know where it's going to lead, but, I mean, you're just really good at that, and that's all of us to just remember, like, okay, make a friend and, you know, get in the conversation, ask questions, follow where it goes.
And notice, I mean, just notice their reaction, look at their eyes, look at their expression, you know, just notice their body language too when you're talking.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Melissa.
Ladini, you're on.
Melissa has just, in the last couple months, has brought two new people onto her team, and she's been doing events. And Melissa, can you just share with us, you know, how you're meeting people at these events and getting into conversations with them?
Well, thanks. I learned a lot from her. Initially, when I started doing the events, I took everything but the kitchen sink with me. And when I did, people kind of shied away. It just seemed overwhelming, and I got it. I even walked up at one point and thought, you know, I don't think I'd walk up to that booth. It's just too much. So now all I take with me is the waterfall, the sports bottle, and the 10. I am a huge believer in at least having the 10. Because I do it.
Whoops, you're blinking in and out a little bit.
Let me switch to my house. Sometimes when we have rain, it's hard for me to signal. Is this better?
I think so. Yeah, talk more. Keep talking.
Anyway, I have people try the water. We got talking about the water and including explaining the sports bottle to them. And they were really thrilled about it. I had two people that mentioned that I never heard this before, and I don't know if anybody else has. But I had to mention it said they could taste the stones. I don't know if anybody's heard that. I can't taste the stones, which I thought was kind of fun. They truly could if they were just saying it to say it. But
some people do. I think some people do. We have heard that.
Okay. But we were talking to people and just talking to them about the water. The one person I had that just came up and joined with me now, I've known her for a couple years. I took classes with her 2 years ago for something completely outside of Meekin. And she'd been following my postings on Facebook. And, yeah, I constantly on Facebook. I post constantly on Twitter. And she figured when she saw I was at this event, she was going to come talk to me more about it. To her, I still have one that's coming out of this event because I had people stand around listening to us and asking questions. And we kind of like Gloria. I'm not there and I hate this term, but it's the best term I can think of. I'm not going to verbally throw up on them, but I do want them to realize what we have and what can possibly help them. And the best thing right now that came out of this event was at the same time, just a couple of days before, with the announcement about the carcinogens in the water. So everybody that was coming up and trying the water, it's like, there's no carcinogens in the water. I'm like, well, no, that's not what this is. So they're excited about the water. They're excited. They were actually asking questions. I have contacts that I'm still contacting back from the event that are truly excited about it. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah.
Wow, yes, fantastic.
And so, you know, that's a great way to be out where there's people and to be able to get into conversations with them. And, yeah, we're just excited you've brought two new people onto your team, and your team is growing. And, wow, thank you. And thanks for being on the call today and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Okay, Nancy Clyde, I would love to have you go next. Nancy's been with me, Ken, and is great at getting into conversations with people, and I'm not sure how many months it's been now, but Nancy, you've been following Royal Diamond Dave Stolfus with his how to get into conversations and just how to loan the info to people so that it's just easy way to start building those relationships, and then you have a reason to follow up. Anyway, Nancy Clyde, you're on.
Hey, good morning, everyone. You know, Gloria and Patricia are on my mastermind group, and they just have so many wonderful ideas. One I've gotten from Gloria is what she said earlier, my job is to let you know about this, or my job is to let you know that this company exists. And so I am in two, possibly coming up three, leads groups. These two that I'm in now have been in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And so when you stand up, you're just introducing yourself very quickly. And so now what I do is that I will tell them I'm with Niken, it's Nancy for Niken, and I said my job is to let you know this company exists and what these products can do for you. And so I said, in doing that, I am looking for people that you know who have tired feet or any, really, well, I will maybe pick out a different, something or other, sleep better, whatever. I mean, this is not every day is really different, but this is just sort of a feel of what I do. And then I say, and I have things here today to loan to anyone if they want to experience what these products can do. And so people will come up to me, and I will loan them the power band off my wrist or from around my neck. I always have extra 3, 4, 5 pair of shoe inserts with me. I might have a back flex, et cetera. And so people will come up to me because, of course, I've been in these groups for a while. On Wednesday, someone was there, brand new. There's always visitors. She came in a wheelchair, and they were telling about a fundraiser that was going to come up. And she actually was paralyzed because of a criminal act. I think she was shot, and it messed up her spinal cord, and she's paralyzed. Anyway, but she would be sitting, and I've seen this twice now with people I've met and are close to, sitting in the wheelchair, and she'll be sitting there, and then she'll just sort of stretch back in the wheelchair and kind of twist her body and all, her upper body, and then she would settle back down again. And so I just, while people were, well, we always have a spotlight, I just pulled the back flex out and put it on the table there in front of me, and when they said, okay, let's network, I looked at her and I said, I have something you might be interested in using. I said, I will loan it to you. And she said, oh, really? And actually, I didn't even speak. She looked at me and I kind of held it up while someone else was talking. And I kind of said, I think this is for you, you know, or something like that. And so she was very willing to use it. I said, this could help you. I have no idea. And gave her ideas on how to use it, got her name and number, et cetera. But like Gloria, I do not always get people's names and number. Jack, you were saying, you know, you look at them and see their reaction and all. And like what Rick Murphy says, if they don't give me some love and a sparkle in the eye, you know, no need to go any further. You know, you just can't beat a dead horse. They're just not interested. They're not open at that time. Another way that we get into conversations that has been wonderful, David, having taught and coached for so many years, is always, always running into former players. And they'll say, hey, coach, hey, you're looking great. How are you doing? And they get in a conversation. Well, these guys really, I mean, some of them are in their early 60s. And so they will, I don't know how David starts the conversation, but he'll say, hey, I ran into so-and-so, and, you know, I loaned him a pair of shoe inserts. And so I don't know if he's saying, hey, this is what's really helped me, or, you know, are you guys experiencing the same thing I am, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, coach, oh, my gosh, you know. And, I mean, because David was 20, for these high school students, he was 23 when he started teaching and coaching them. Well, they were as old as 18, so they're not much behind him. So, anyway, that is another thing we have done. I also, you know, you go out to make a friend, but there's many different ways, and I combine them all. But there's also to have the intention to find someone with tired feet. And so that, and it has been a positive experience, and I've made some sales and connections and will further those. And then again, people, it didn't work. And both of these were at the same grocery store, different days. I saw a FedEx worker. I assumed it she was because she had the T-shirt on with FedEx on it. And I ran up to her with a big grant. I really did practically run up. I was, she was maybe 5, 6, 7 feet, but I just zoomed over to her, and I said, oh, my gosh, I put my arms out. I said, you're a FedEx worker? And she just gave me this big grin like I was giving her. I mean, I'm sure I looked like a clown. But she went, yeah, you know, just grinned at me. I went, oh, my gosh, I've been looking for you. And she went, really? Anyway, and I said, do you have sore feet and tired feet? And then she went, oh, my gosh, and everything else. And I said, really? You're checking out. I'm just about to check out. Hold on. I have something. If I loaned you something, would you use it for a week? And she really thought about it, and she said, yes, I would. I guess she was saying, you know, is it worth it? I'm hurting so much, you know. Anyway, so that went on to her getting excited, telling other people about it. It's not gone any further. They are registered customers, so that was 4 new people. I walked up to another lady. She actually talked to me first at that same grocery store about a week later. And she, it turns out on her shirt, it showed that she was a teacher at an elementary nearby. And I said, oh, my gosh, she asked me about something in my grocery cart. Do you really like that? You know, something like that. And I said, you're a teacher. I said, my husband's a teacher, too, but in Arlington, and this is Fort Worth. You're Fort Worth. She went, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, listen, my husband and I really want to help people and let people know, teachers know that these products exist, and it's a company, 41 years old, global. And I said, they're shoe inserts. And I said, it's amazing what they can do. You know, it's just a conversation. And she said, yeah, that's great. I mean, she whipped out a piece of paper. I said, I'll loan these to you. Give me your name and number. She whipped out a piece of paper, wrote it down. I said, okay, finish shopping. I'm going to finish shopping. I'll see you at the front afterwards. Amazingly, that person absolutely disappeared. I mean, I never found her. I made my circle twice around the store after I checked out, looked out in the parking lot, thinking she did not understand what I said. And then I thought, you know, she had that, oh, my gosh, who was that lady? I'm going to get out of here. It's all my business. Because I sent her because she gave me her phone number and her name. And she had said, oh, my gosh, my principal needs this. My assistant principal, they are hurting so much. I mean, she just, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is great. Finally, someone in the teaching profession. And she absolutely disappeared. So I had sent her 2 messages over about the next 5 days. And I said, you know, I'm here. I'm, you know, whatever. I mean, I just didn't want her to feel like I was stalking her. But I just said, just trying to help. It was so nice meeting you. And that's it. And I'm not communicating with her anymore. But anyway, you can have things that are, you can intentionally go up to them because you go, this is someone I know needs what we have. But then again, it's offering. Then again, it's being at a leads meeting. And it's saying that you want them to know, like Gloria introduced to me, the idea that this company exists. Then now I find they are giving me referrals and taking products of mine and giving them to a friend here and a friend there and selling them. So it's just really being yourself and being aware of who comes into your little sphere of influence, and just with a pure heart of wanting to serve someone, offering them a solution.
Awesome, Nancy. Yeah, I love it. And then, you know, and then you follow up, and, you know, they either love it or they don't love it. But lots of times, you know, it moves forward. The relationship moves forward. So, I mean, that is such a simple, duplicatable way I mean, anybody can do that. The newest person that comes onto your team in NECAN could do that. So I just love that. So thank you. Thanks for sharing. Ruth Lowe, have our open up Ruth's line. Ruth, we'd love you to share. You are so great at meeting people and bringing them to your home and likewise, as your kids were growing up, meeting them at playgrounds. Getting into those conversations again and finding needs and bringing them over to your home and showing them what you use. So I'd love to have you share with us this morning how you're getting into conversations now.
Oh, yeah. So things have shifted a little bit because my kids are older and one's out of the house. But first, I wanted to thank the three ladies ahead of me because they were phenomenal. I have a page of notes already. So thank you. Great ideas. I don't go out as much as I used to because my youngest is now older and very independent, so I don't have as much opportunity with the moms as I used to. But now I've chosen in the past few years to do more things in the realm of networking groups. So I am pretty active in my chamber group. I'm very blessed. My chamber has about 2 to 3 meetings in a month that I can actually participate. So there's a health committee meeting that I take part in. There is a regional networking meeting that I take part in. And then there's always some other thing, whether it's a new member orientation or an economic discussion. I mean, there's just, so check into your chamber or local, group councils that have things for the community. One of the things that I do, so I have certain boundaries, which I think is kind of silly, but for me, I feel like if I can work within 10 miles of my house, there are plenty of people that live within 10 miles of me that I can help. So I really do my best to do local things. I won't drive, 45 miles to go to a chamber event because I feel like those people go live around there and I don't want to drive that far. And I just feel like sometimes if I work locally, I can just say, oh, you want to go get a cup of tea and they can meet me. So there's two ways. When I meet people through networking things like through the chamber, I always do have my business card. Right? Because Gloria said it great. When I go out there and I go to these events, I am not looking for a business builder. My intention, I said, is to go find a new friend, just like what Gloria said, because I want to have fun with somebody. And as I form them, as all of us know how to do, talk to them and ask questions about their family and what they do and what they enjoy for fun and what's happening in their lives, just to get to know each other, that's when I'm going to determine, is this somebody I want to play with and that I'm going to enjoy being with? And then I'll take it to the next step. But, my first few minutes when I talk to people is really to find out, am I going to enjoy being with you or not? It's a two-way street. It's not just me looking to help them. Sometimes when we find facts, we have to find out if there really is a need. Is it somebody that just really likes to complain about being sick and has no intentions of getting well? That sometimes that comes through very strongly. Whether if they're really searching for an answer, and then I thought, oh, wow, this is a God gift because they're searching and here I am, I can provide it. So it just depends on the environment that we're at. But when I am in a professional environment, I always have business cards. So the other thing I want to share is that when I'm in a non-professional environment, like if I'm at the sports event or if I'm at the supermarket or at the library or at a yoga class, anything that's not really the purpose of networking per se, even though I have business cards, if I'm talking with somebody and I strike up a conversation, just like, Nancy with just having a friend and just, talking to people, oh, you work at FedEx, you're a teacher, great. I actually don't bring up what I do at that time. I'm still fact-finding. But if it comes to the point, which it almost does, when eventually they ask me what I do and I tell them, and then if they ask me for my card, I always say, oh, I just ran at my last one. Why don't you give me your number and I'll give you some information? And sometimes I'll whip up my phone. I'm like, look, give me your number. Let me call you so you have my number. And then we share it right away. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I type in their name and I type in I call them right there and then so that they have my number. And then I spell my name because everybody always spells my last name incorrectly. So that's one way I get my information. And then I follow up with the text. Or I'll ask them, would you like me to text you something or would you like me to email you something? And I will tell you, one time I was with my husband and he had said, you don't have your business card because we're meeting somebody somewhere and, you know, just by chance. I said, no, I have it. But I said, I don't want to give it to them because then I can't get their number. So yeah. I always say, oh, I just ran out. So why don't we exchange information right now? I have the intention that if there's somebody I'm interested, I'm going to get their number because I want to be able to, you know, to call them, follow up. Now, my biggest personal challenge is my follow-up. Sometimes I don't follow up as quickly or as fast as I should, and that's something that I'm working to improve. But I do set the intentions when I'm talking to somebody I like that when I feel that it's ready to share, I want to get their information too. It's not just about – I can hand out 1,000 business cards, and I feel like in the past when I've done that I don't get that much of a response. So if it gets to the point where – they want my information, I'm going to make sure that I have their information too. So I have two different techniques, so to say, for two different types of experience. One, if it's a networking, obviously, you're expected to have your business card. And what I do is when I get their business card, I immediately take notes on the back. And I'm like, oh, if you don't mind, just give me a minute. I want to write down because, you know, we meet so many people here, and I just want, I love the fact that you have kids or whatever. So I write down 2 girls, 2 boys, whatever. Oh, your wife's a teacher. Fabulous, you know. So I write it down right when we're talking. And I think it shows them that I really care, I think. And I do. That's why I write it down. So it just depends on me where I meet the people. But I love going to true networking events, but I also love weaving Meekin into my life at the football game or, you know, track meet, whatever, when the opportunity arises. But really my intention when I go to the non-networking place, well, actually both, is to really go out there and see who is the new friend I can make, or if it's somebody I know, who can I get to know better? And I love forming. I love, truly love finding out about them and making the connection with them. Because I'm looking for one thing that they'll say, I'm like, oh, really? Me too. I personally believe that I attract that because I have that intention. I always meet people that we have something in common. Always. I don't think there's ever been anybody.
You are serious. I mean, it is because you have that intention. You do your affirmations every day. I mean, you're just a delightful person, and you are genuinely interested in other people. And, you know, it's just your vibration. It's totally... You know, it's just natural, and that's what we want it to be. We just want this to be natural. And I see we're, you know, a bit over our call already, but I would like, does anybody have a question that they've been wanting to ask either Gloria or Ruth or Melissa or Nancy? So does anybody, how do they raise their hand, Jack?
5-star.
5-star. I have a question for Melissa. Melissa Salon?
Yes,
she is. Yeah. Okay. So, Melissa, the booth that you were talking about, so what kind of booth was it? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oops.
And how did you find that booth?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Sorry, I said the booth that you were mentioning, that you had the waterfall, the sports log, what kind of booth was it? What kind of event was it, and how did you find that event?
I'm always looking for events, and on Facebook there are with all the hearts every year in our local area, and it's pretty easy. Don't pay for, when it's too unique, and I don't pay the hundreds of dollars for an event. I'd rather catch everybody that's local. To go into the bit, I've done big events before where you do pay hundreds of dollars, and I've never found they paid off. The littler ones have. But, yeah, I find them on Facebook. There's multiple groups on there that are always posting. And if you say if you do a search for your county or something or within your state, that'll show up.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't even know about that. Wow.
Any other questions or comments? Well, we're over time, so.
Well, thank you so much for everybody that's on this morning. And yeah, let's just make this the best October ever. Go out, get into lots of conversations, make lots of new friends, ask lots of questions. You know, let it be fun like a treasure hunt. I mean, we're just looking for people. I think it was Ruth Lowe that said that, you know, that you like being with. One of the nice things about our business, if you talk to somebody and they're grumpy or you just, you know, you just don't feel that great being with them, you don't have to follow up. but you know, get into these conversations, and there's just so many other great people out there that you're going to find customers. You're going to find people that are looking for a way to earn money from home. Like Ruth Lowe, when she first started with Niken, she wanted to be able to work from home because her children were little. I mean, there's lots of reasons that people, there's people out there right now. Gary Bolton is one of his things. He's looking for people that want to earn money online. I mean, lots of people want to earn money online. They want to have an online store, and they're looking for ways like drop shippers. He said there's 200,000 people a day, I think is what he said, that are looking for a drop shipper, and that's what Niken does. I mean, we don't have to carry inventory. Like if you have an Amazon store, you have to buy, you know, thousands of dollars of products so that you have to ship out to people. Niken is a drop shipper. All we do, we find the customer, and then Niken ships them the product. We don't have to buy anything up front. I mean, Niken, it is so amazing. I mean, Niken provides that awesome website for us, our web shop, our 24/7 web shop. So there are people looking for, you know, ways to earn money. There's people that would love to save money on taxes if they knew how amazing the home-based business tax deductions and savings are. So we'll talk some more about that on another day. But thanks so much, everybody, for. And thank you, Nancy and Glory and Paula and Melissa and Ruth for sharing with us this morning.
Yay, team.
Everybody's unmuted, so yay, team.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
October. Thank you.
Have a great October.